I'm Eric Tedford. I'm a fungicide technical product lead with Syngenta in Greensboro, North Carolina.
And Eric, Syngenta has some big news out for growers regarding a new fungicide. Tell us about that and where it's available.
Thanks, Julie. We're very excited. Yesterday, Syngenta announced the registration of adapidin fungicide by the EPA. And in adapidin, we will be bringing five products to market under the brand family name of Miravis. So there'll be five different fungicides. And some of them will be coming to market this year. In fact, really mainly one, Miravis, which will be for peanuts. But then the other ones you'll be able to get coming the following year. And there'll be fungicides that are Miravis Ace for wheat, Miravis Top for soybeans, Miravis Neo for corn, soybeans, and the row crops, and Miravis Prime for the specialty crops and vegetable crops. All of these will be available the following year, but this year we'll be bringing Miravis to the peanut growers, and it's an exciting time for peanut growers with this fungicide.
So tell us, Eric, your news release calls this a game-changing fungicide. Why is that?
Yeah, you know, if you think about this chemistry, it's a carboxamide chemistry, and carboxamide chemistries, they're not new. The very first one was introduced in 1970, and then there were improvements along the way. You can much think about it, and like the evolution of phones and a flip phone up to a smartphone today, improvements have been made. And so what do I mean by that? The original chemistries had very limited spectrum of activity. They were potent, but you had to use a higher rate. And as we progressed and introduced new chemistries along this line, like we did with our solatinol brands last year with Trivapro fungicide, which is also a carboxamide chemistry, it upped the game from where we were before that. And we've actually even improved it more. We kind of refer to it as innovation by design, in the sense that we've actually been able to take the part of the molecule that kills the fungus, we call it a warhead or a toxophore, and we've got the very strongest toxophore or warhead on that molecule. So it's very potent. So it has lots of power. And what we've also been able to do is bind that with some with part of a molecule that actually is very lipophilic. So it actually adheres to the leafy, waxy layers of the leaf. And so it gets the fungicide where it needs to be to protect the plant. And that's really important because that gives it long-lasting stamina. And with that, we've actually been able to change the conformation of the molecule by adding an N-methoxyethyl linker, which is a long technical term, but what it does for the molecule is it actually stretches that molecule so that it actually has the ability to get some of the very difficult to get diseases. And I'm talking about diseases like fusarium, like cornespora, like botrytis. These are diseases that are hard to control. But that stretch in the molecule actually allows this combination of this very powerful warhead and this very lipophilic end of the molecule to get where it needs to be to provide this long-lasting control. And so that stretching of the molecule actually gives us greater spectrum. So what we've gotten in this molecule is power, spectrum, and stamina. And it surpasses any other fungicides that we've developed. So we kind of call it innovation by design with this molecule, and that's why we refer to it as game-changing, because it clearly is game-changing. It has great power, great spectrum, and stamina.
And fusarium head blight is one you mentioned, otherwise known as head scab in wheat, which is a growing problem, right?
Yeah, that's true. And this is an excellent product. And for us, it gets us into a game that we've always wanted to be in. Fusarium head scab is a really bad problem, and there are not many fungicides that will control it. And so it's really good to have a new tool out there, and we're really so proud to have Miravis Ace, which will be the product we're bringing to market, which is a combination of adapidin along with a very trusted and true triazole called propiconazole. And this combination is really, really good against head scab, and it's really going to do a great job for growers that have that problem. And it is a problem that, as you mentioned, is increasing in prevalence. And certainly where you have it, you don't want it, because along with the disease and not getting good yield and filling out of the wheat, you also have associated with it the production of a toxin. So that you want to try to mitigate the toxin. That's not a good thing. So this actually keeps your wheat looking clean and healthy and boosts yields and reduces that issue with toxins.
And as you know, Eric, with the technology and the chemistries that have been available, a lot of on the weed side, of course, the resistance to the present chemicals has led to development of new chemicals and bringing in an old chemical. With fungicides, were you seeing that level, or were you beginning? Tell me where things are on the resistance scale for fungicides, and does this address that? And I'm not a chemist, so that's why I need you to answer that question.
Yeah, no, it's an excellent question, and certainly resistance is clearly an issue for fungicides as it is with herbicides, and we take fungicide resistance extremely seriously at Syngenta, because you've got to realize it takes a lot of time and money to bring new fungicides to market, and it's not a trivial matter, and certainly we want them to be around and last as long as they can. And that's really a lot of the rationale for our introduction of combinations of fungicides. So, and many of the fungicides that we will be bringing next year with our Miravis brands that I mentioned, these are combinations of fungicides. And we do that for a reason, because it actually provides, it's less likely that you'll get resistance development if you're exposing fungi to different modes of action. And the other thing that's important here is not just different modes of action, not just the fact that it's a combination, but it is a combination of things with different modes of action. And we have that with Miravis Neo, which will be coming to market in 2019. And this is a three-way combination of a strobilurin, a triazole, and this great carboxamide that we have in adapidin. And the clear benefit is having three different modes of action. That means that the fungus, you have to have three simultaneous mutations in order for the fungus to become resistant. And so we clearly find this a good strategy for resistance management, as well as also, you know, doing labeling in ways that actually try to reduce the amount of selection pressure that you're putting on fungal pathogens, like having alternation of chemistry. But it clearly is an important issue. It's one that we take very seriously, and it's one that growers should be very concerned about as well, because, you know, there aren't, the introduction of new chemistry is not something that's happening rapidly, and it's expensive, and it's really important to keep what we have as long as we can.
Yes, and the Miravis Neo is for corn and soybeans, which face a lot of troubles with fungal diseases, right?
That's correct.
All right, Eric, is there anything else you'd like to add about this?
Yeah, I guess the one thing I failed to mention up to now is the fact that we also, in addition to having disease control with this chemistry, with adapidin and these brands of Miravis fungicides, we also have the physiological benefits that we recognize from other carboxamides like solatinol that we have in Trivapro, and some strobilurins like azoxystrobin that we have in many of our other products. So what that means is that these fungicides will provide some physiological benefits to some plants, not all plants, but some plants, so that even when disease pressure is fairly low, we can get some benefits to the plant in terms of yield. A great example being corn. So we've seen over the last several years, we've got lots of data that shows even with relatively low disease pressure up in Minnesota and Wisconsin and some of these northern states, we're getting yield benefits just from the physiological effects on the plant that is coming from the adapidin component of the fungicide. So that's clearly an additional benefit, because if you put a fungicide out and the fungi don't come, you haven't wasted your money. I mean, you're still getting that benefit.